careful that you don't forget. You see, it starts by forgetting the lessons we learned. Then it graduates to forgetting the God that's taken us through it.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck, your host today with Pastor Mark Job, author and senior pastor at New Life Community Church right here in Chicagoland, 25, 26, 27 growing locations around Chicagoland. Pastor Mark, thank you for pastoring in the heart of our city. Thank you for opening up these messages and your ministry. There's so many. There's thousands of people being blessed today. And this message, you've titled it, Refresh Your Memory. Why is this so important for us?
Yeah, you know, we forget so quickly so often. The older I get, the more I forget deliberately, sometimes not deliberately. But what I've discovered is, spiritually speaking, is that there's two types of people. When success comes, when life is doing well, there's the forgetters that get satisfied and they get proud and they take all the credit. They forget where God has taken them. They forgot that they were broken and desperately in need of God. And we get healed up and we get a degree of success and we forget our beginnings. But then there's the rememberers. The rememberers that they're satisfied, they get humble and they want to give back, and it's all about God. And so we want to be the rememberers, because if we're the forgetters, we have to circle back to the painful lessons and God will have to teach us again. So this message is for someone out there that God is shaking you a little bit and saying, remember, remember what I've done, remember where I brought you from, don't forget who deserves the credit.
That's powerful. From that place, we have strength to serve others. Thank you, Pastor Mark. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. This is the second half of this message called Refresh Your Memory, from a series called See the Change. Let's go there now.
At the time, we were just a handful of people, just a real small group of people. But as I was praying, I felt like God gave me sort of this picture of an auditorium packed out with people. I'd never seen that many people. I was preaching to 18 people, 20 people on Sunday morning. I saw this picture of packed out auditorium. Later on, when we met at Curie High School, I said, boy, it really looks like that auditorium. And I remember striking me, wow, there was a bunch of people that gathered together. But I felt like God was saying, be faithful with what you have. And then the second thing that right on the tails of that, felt like God convicted me, spoke to my heart, and when the glory comes, don't touch it. Some of you have prayed, asked, God has prospered you, moved you forward, done some things in your life. It's a miracle what God has done for you. In your life, your family, your kids, your business, your education. Some of you are the first to graduate from college, the first to get a master's degree. Some of you look what has happened in your life and you say, wow, this is amazing. But can I tell you something? Do not touch the glory. Don't touch the glory. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. The glory belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The glory belongs to the one that took you out of the desert in the middle of the pain, taught you some things, and you knew this is only God and his power that's done this. Don't touch the glory. It's a dangerous thing to touch that which belongs to God. So remember. Remember what God has taught you. I'm talking to someone here that you're starting to fade. You're the memory of some of those hard-learned lessons, like be faithful and I will provide, and you started to forget. Hey, don't worry because I come through, but you started to forget that. Don't compromise because when you're faithful, I will be faithful to you, but you started to, it started to slip a little bit. It's getting a little foggy. The memory of the pain is starting to get a little less vivid in you. It's like when someone has a minor stroke and the doctor says, hey, this was just a warning. This is a precursor to the big one. If you don't change your eating habit, and you're like, whoa, whoa. Oh, this could have been the big one. This is just a little minor one, but you got to change your habit. You got to start eating, yeah, a lot of that green stuff that you don't like. If it has color, and we're not talking about Skittles, if it has color and it's vegetation, eat a lot of it. And you got to exercise, and you got to pull back from the, you know, from all that extra stuff, from the pan dulce that you like to eat, you know. You got to say no to Weber's a little bit when you pass by. You got to start eating a little bit different. And you know what? When it first happens and you had the pain and you had the scare, man, you're all about it. You go to a family party and they're passing things along and the desserts are there and the donuts and you're like, no way, no way. I'm chewing on my lettuce. You bring your little baggie of sesame seeds and bird feed stuff, and you're just eating, you're watching, and people are saying, wow, are you disciplined? And you know what gave you that discipline? The pain, the scare, the pain of a minor stroke. You remember, wow, I could have been dead. And man, you are getting up and you are exercising, you're watching what you eat, you're going to sleep, you're reading all these blogs on healthy food, and you become an expert, you're going to the gym like never before. Suddenly you got some motivation, but now it's been 5 years. You haven't had the big one. You said, you know, everybody gets a cheat day. How many of you know what a cheat day is? I mean, real discipline, but now I need a cheat day. And you know what? Your cheat day turns into a cheat weekend. And your cheat weekend turns into a cheat week. And you say, I'm going to jump back on it. On Monday, I'm starting. I'm getting back to it. But you know what's happened? You know what's happened? You've forgotten the lesson you learned in pain. It's gotten fuzzy. It doesn't drive you anymore. You're less urgent about it. And when you go to the doctor next time and something happens, it can drive you right back to the place you were, or worse, because you forgot. You forgot the warning. You forgot the pain. You forgot what it could be. Number two. So not only do we need to remember what God has taught us, we need to remember that God has brought you. Verse 10 says, and when you do cross over to that land, when you have eaten, yeah, when God takes you to the place that you've been praying for, when you finally cross the Jordan into the promised land and you're experiencing some of the success that you long for, when you're finally eating that good food, when now you're in that new house and saying, wow, we're not in that cramped little apartment like we used to be. Look at it. We got 3 rooms and a yard. Wow, isn't this awesome? And you were so grateful and you cried tears of joy. When your marriage came back together that you thought was, wow, it was hopeless. And now you've been together for a while. Now you're celebrating. When your prodigal son or daughter came back and they're not struggling with addiction anymore and they're settled down and they're doing okay. When you're able to take those extra vacations that you never thought you'd be able to take before. When you're able to do things like you only dreamed of and your parents only dreamed of. When you're walking in success, when you stepped into it, when you're not living from paycheck to paycheck, when you start experiencing, hey, I could go to bed at night on a bed and not a mattress on the floor. When I'm not alone crying that my family would return, but I have all my kids in the house and my wife is right sleeping next to me. When you're experiencing that success, he says, and when you have eaten and are satisfied, yeah, I'm not hungry anymore. Life is good. He says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given to you. And then right after that, he says, but be careful. Be careful that you don't forget. Forget what? Now it's not the lessons you learned. Hear me well. Now it's the God that took you through the desert. You see, it starts by forgetting the lessons we learned. Then it graduates to forgetting the God that's taken us through it. Oh, not that you forget God, not that you become an unbeliever, not that you don't believe that God is there, not that you don't pray, not that you don't go to church, not that you don't ever open up the Bible, but you stop forgetting that God, yeah, God, the Almighty God of the universe, the I Am, the one that has always been and will always will be, the God that never learns because he's always known everything, the God that they call sovereign, Elohim, Adonai, high and lifted up, the God that created the heavens and the earth, the God that no face can gaze upon him because he's so powerful and holy. That God, you start to forget that it's God that's done it. And somehow in the success, in the satisfaction, you start to think, wow, I am so good. I'm so stinking proud of myself. Look at what I have achieved. Man, I've been disciplined. I've worked hard. I've made good decisions. Some of my friends are way behind, but hey, wait, look at me. Man. Am I good? People around you, they underline it. Wow, you've done good for yourself. Good job. But can I tell you something? Man, it's a slippery, slidey slope. Be careful that you don't forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands and his laws and his decrees that I'm giving you this day. See, there's two types of people. There's the forgetters and there's the rememberers. The forgetters, when they get satisfied, they get proud and they take the credit. The rememberers, when they get satisfied, they get humble and want to give back because it's all about God. You say, well, how do I know if I'm a forgetter or I'm a rememberer? Because let me tell you, because the more you succeed when you're a rememberer, the more humbled you get about the prosperity that you receive, about the success that you've received. The more you look at what's happening, the more humble you get, the more you want to give back to God, the more you want to obey him, the more you want to follow him. It increases the zeal and the fire to live for God. The greater your success, the greater the zeal. But the forgetters, yeah, you'll see something, a parallel effect. The forgetters, the greater the success, the lower the zeal. The greater the prosperity, the lower the giving. The greater the move of God and the greater they prosper, the bigger the house, the bigger the car, the better the life, the less time they have for God, the less energy. The less thankful. Now it becomes about the things and the people. Oh yeah, I'm grateful for God too, by the way. Yeah, God too, yeah. Praise Jesus. But it's an afterthought. It's not the center.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Refresh Your Memory. It's from our current series called See the Change. And after tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 10 through 20. Pastor Mark's message, Refresh Your Memory.
We have an entire nation that has prospered like no nation on earth in recent history besides the Roman Empire that for 1,000 years had a prosperity. America came with people that, for the most part, put "In God We Trust" on its coins. Coin phrases like "One Nation Under God." Oh, they weren't perfect people, but there were people. There was a zeal in what we call the Pilgrims. Thanksgiving is coming up. It was those early settlers. They were zealous about God, and church was the center. And humbled about the new nation that we're founding. I mean, they were really zealous. The Puritans, they called them. Because they wanted to live in purity and purity of doctrine and live zealously for God. In fact, they had ushers with long poles. Hello, I'm thinking about it here. And if anybody fell asleep during their lengthy services, the ushers with the long poles would just kind of reach over and tap people on the head, wake them up a little bit. I mean, they didn't want anybody falling asleep during, imagine that. You'd be hitting your husband like the poles coming, boop, plop on the head. Yeah, wake up, the pastor's preaching, don't fall asleep. That was the Puritans. I mean, they were hardcore. They were hardcore. But our nation has experienced prosperity. We have, you may say, Pastor, I don't know where it's gone because I'm not in the wave of it. Oh, yeah, you're among the 1% of the richest in the world. If you make $35,000 or more, you are the 1% compared to the rest of the world. Maybe not America, but the rest of the world. You are the wealthy of the world. And we've experienced a prosperity and an opportunity like almost no one around us has yet. Something has happened as our prosperity has increased. Our zeal, our fire, our commitment to God. There's empty churches around this nation. Our worship of God has decreased as our prosperity has increased. And ultimately, that's the downfall of a nation. I don't know how long our coins will say "In God We Trust," because now it's like, hey, can we really have God on our coins? Don't put the manger scene in a public place because we offend some people in this radical Jesus baby stuff may really cause an uproar. There's little I can do about our nation. I'm more concerned about this community of faith. Don't forget the lessons that you learned. But listen, hear me well. Don't forget the God. Don't forget the God that's brought you through. He goes on and he says, listen, verse 14, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He says, you know, when we're satisfied, verse 12, you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks have grown large, and your silver and gold has increased, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty wasteland. And he goes on and he says in verse 17, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to you and to your ancestors. Do not forget. Remember, remember, remember. It's the Lord your God. Remember, remember, remember when you think I don't need him anymore. Remember when you start thinking life is smooth and life is good. I don't need to press into God as much. I don't need to fast and pray. I don't need to be in a Bible study because I know it now. I don't need to be in a small group. I don't need to give back because my life is successful. I'm good. I'm flourishing. I'm going forward. Remember. Remember. You know, we're approaching Thanksgiving. I've often thought, you know, it's one of our greatest holidays. But it's about the only holiday we haven't exported to other countries. I go to, my mother lives in Spain. I go to Spain and go to Europe. And now they celebrate Halloween. They never did. They all dress up and have Halloween parties and candy and dress up like ghouls. And okay, our scary holiday. Now you're thinking, hey, what about Thanksgiving? No, we don't do that. I mean, I think Thanksgiving is like the holiday that we actually pause, and it's built around giving thanks to God. And I hope you don't forget, while you're making the turkey, while you're doing the stuffing, while you're preparing for the elbow people during Black Friday, I know you got your tennis shoes ready, like practicing your start at Walmart. All right, see if I can get there faster than other people, because I'm going to thank God I got to that TV before they did, that screen. Thank God that I got to that iPhone 10 before anybody else did. Only had to elbow a few, push a few, knock down a few, but thank you, Jesus, you gave me some speed and some strength. I heard of a woman that, she was an older saint in the church, and she always seemed to have a great positive attitude. Other people struggled, but she was always like, no, thank God. And one young lady went up to her and said, can I just ask you, how in the world do you keep such a great, thankful, positive attitude? Because you've been through some things, and I've seen you go through some things that would have knocked most people into depression. But you always seem to have this positive, faith-filled attitude of thanksgiving, and I don't know how you do it. And the little lady said, I got a secret. She said, well, I want to learn it because I get cranky and nasty and unhappy and I want to learn from you. And she said, come here, young girl. She walked in her bedroom with some difficulty, got on her knees, and she reached under her bed and she pulled out an old shoebox like this. She said, this is the secret. She said, a shoebox? Oh, no, no, no. It's more than a shoebox. She said, well, what's in the shoebox? And so she opened up the shoebox and she said, rocks? Yeah. And she was a little confused and she said, so rocks in a shoebox is your secret? She said, no, honey, you don't understand. You see, every time God answers a prayer. Every time I've called out to God in desperation, and he's answered, and he's come through, and he's met my need when it was difficult. She said, over the years, I started putting a rock in the shoebox. Just a reminder, hey, I was stressed out. I came to God, and he answered a prayer. And she said, I've been accumulating rocks and I've tried to do this. And so every time I'm tempted to get a little discouraged or sad, I pull out the shoebox. And she said, what do you do? Count them? No, she said, I just take out the shoebox and I go like this. I just rattle the shoebox. And as I'm rattling the shoebox, you know, as I rattle the shoebox, that noise reminds me, oh man, God is faithful. Yeah, God is faithful.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago. This concludes his message called Refresh Your Memory, which is from our series called See the Change. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for Part 4, Hold Your Position. As I mentioned earlier, Straight Talk Radio is a ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. You can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 200 other messages from Pastor Mark, along with a Bible app that will help you with your walk. I also invite you to visit one of our 25 life-giving New Life locations near you this Sunday. Check out all our locations at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. All the locations and the time they meet are there, and we would love to meet you. Tell them you heard about them on Straight Talk Radio. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark and our Straight Talk team. Thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk. Have a great evening. God bless.